Hey guys, it's Kayla. Today we are kicking back and talking about fat shaming and name calling. Come on, Susan, this is a political show. We don't deal with this PC bullcrap. Oh, it's about Trump and Nancy Pelosi. Well, alright then. Let's get into this. Okay, guys, these topics are going to be very interesting, so let's just get right down to the nitty-gritty. A few weeks ago, Nancy Pelosi had worn all pink, her flesh seemed to look a little pinkish, and she had a pink face mask on. Honestly, not the best style choice, but that's not important. Pundits on the right capitalized on this opportunity to get in a good jab at the Speaker of the House, and they called her Piglet.
Don't eat me!
Yikes. The most prominent example of this I have seen was TPUSA's Alex Clark, the host of Poplitics, creating an entire segment on this.
Oh, dear! Nancy Pelosi's doppelganger is Piglet from Winnie the Pooh, and this is an expose.
These comments quickly created quite the stir on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook as Nancy Pelosi supporters started calling these comparisons cruel, childlike, and misogynistic. It should be noted, however, that Alex Clark is an entertainment commentator, not a political commentator. She only offers pop culture news with a conservative twist as she's part of Turning Point's culture war.
The hypocrisy is thicker than a bowl of oatmeal. Kylie freaking Jenner, I am hardcore at heart. And so is the president.
Cara Delevingne, Ellie Goulding, Leonardo DiCaprio, Penelope Cruz, Joe Jonas, Chris Hemsworth, and tons more.
It's pop culture without the propaganda every single day.
I get the receipts to give you common sense answers to the lunacy of the left.
Also, it is important to note that Nancy's outfit did at that time cross over into the realm of pop culture, and it fell out of the realm of politics. However, on Monday, Nancy Pelosi did take a few shots at the president. On CNN's Anderson Cooper 360, she was asked specifically about Trump's statements that he took the drug hydroxychloroquine to ward off coronavirus. This obviously is an extremely controversial stance, as the hydroxychloroquine can have side effects and has not been fully tested against the coronavirus. Pelosi answers this question not with reasons saying that he should not do this because it hasn't been tested and that the side effects have been found to be fatal in some cases. Rather, she goes after the president for his age and weight.
As far as the president is concerned, he's our president, and I would rather he not be taking something that has not been approved by the scientist, especially in his age group and in his, shall we say, weight group, what is morbidly obese, they say.
Yay. This caused a major stir on Twitter and had hashtag fat shaming trending for about 24 hours. Also, for reference, Trump is 73 and has a body mass index of 30.4, which is just barely over the threshold of overweight, and that's just according to his stats as of February. So that was his last full checkup. Here's my take on this. Nancy Pelosi is a sitting congresswoman that people turn to for guidance, especially during coronavirus times. She should be informing the American people of facts, not her opinions on the president's eating habits. Many American citizens are actually concerned over Trump's use of the drug hydroxychloroquine, myself included, as it has not been tested and some side effects can be fatal and could, potentially, leave the country with a weakened or deceased leader during a global pandemic. These are extremely reasonable concerns for the American people to have. However, Pelosi, rather than treating it as such, decided to make cheap political jabs at the president over his age and weight instead of addressing the legitimate concerns held by the American people. Regardless, however, political commentators as a whole should not be making disgusting jokes over the appearance of others. Moral issues aside, individuals need to have more respect for the offices they hold as they have been elected by the American people, and they are a representation of those American people who are simply concerned over their livelihoods. Again, it is important to note that the morality of each situation is despicable. However, the differences between the Piglet comment and the morbidly obese comment need to be addressed. Nancy Pelosi is a sitting congresswoman that the public respects and acknowledges for her influence. Her commenting on the president's age and weight was irresponsible, and even if she had just meant it to express her concerns over the drug use hydroxychloroquine, which she didn't, it was a grievous mistake to hint at the president's mortality at any time, let alone now. While Alex Clark's statements were on the same insult level as Pelosi's, it would be irresponsible and incorrect to suggest that they carry the same implications. It is really not too much to ask our public officials, whom we elect, to hold themselves at a higher standard. Is it? Anyways, that's all I have for today, guys. Thank you guys so much for watching, and really quick, we have some updates on our channel. We officially started to be available through many podcast apps, so you guys can find Probably Political on Stitcher, Anchor FM, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and, of course, YouTube. Just go to anchor.fm and search Probably Political or click on the link in the description below. Also, if you guys can do me a personal favor and subscribe to Probably Political down below and hit the notification bell, I'd really appreciate it. As always, you can contact us via our social medias, and I will see you all next week. Bye!